Welcome to the Ferris Love Podcast. Here we explore spiritual insights and practical strategies to help you cultivate a family life rooted in beautiful, self-giving love. Join us as we invite experts to share uplifting perspectives and actionable advice for navigating the joys and challenges of modern family dynamics. Welcome back to the Ferris Love Podcast. I'm your host, Mary Grace Warner, and today's episode is going to look a little different from what we're used to with our interviews with experts. Today, we're actually going to look to the month of October, which is the month of the Rosary. We ask the question a lot, how has Mary been a mother to you? Maybe you found yourself saying, you know what? I really don't know. And that's an opportunity to dive deeper into relationship with Mary, and we've got a few ways to help. So this episode is going to be about 10 ways to build a devotion to Mary this October. And the devotion to Mary is super important for our families, especially in today's day where, you know, we can use all the help we can get in raising strong families built on virtue and goodness. So today we're just going to talk about 10 simple, practical ways that you and your family can grow closer to Mary, which in turn actually helps you grow closer to Christ because Mary is the mediatrix and she is the one that leads us to Christ through her intercession. So let's start with number one. What's one way that we can pray and what's one way that we can grow closer to Mary this month? And that is through the daily rosary. Now, if you're a parent of little kids, a daily rosary might be a lot for them. So what you can start with is one decade. You just choose a mystery and your child can choose their favorite mystery. And then you guys can pray together, whether in the morning before school or in the evening before bed. You can pray that decade of the rosary and offer it up for a special intention. This invites you to open up kind of those doors to showing Our Lady a lot of love. You know, someone might say, you know, well, the rosary, it's the same thing over and over again. I lose my focus. I can't focus, all this stuff. I believe it was Fulton Sheen who said, you know, think of it saying, you know, each Hail Mary is basically saying to Our Lady, I love you. And so you're saying that 50 times over in the rosary. And it's helping your children see how much you love Our Lady as well by taking that time out of your day. So that's one way that you can grow closer to Mary in October. A second way to grow in devotion to Our Lady is to share your favorite Marian images throughout your home. Growing up, we used to have the Immaculate Heart of Mary next to the Sacred Heart of Jesus in our living room. And that helped us when we were praying our family prayers together in the evening to focus and to center ourselves on Christ and then on Our Lady as well. And my mom actually would put a small statue of Our Lady in each of our bedrooms just to kind of give us another reminder to love Mary, our mother. And for your children, they can choose a statue to go in their bedroom, or they can even decorate it. In the month of May, it's devoted to Mary. And so maybe you could have your kids decorate with flowers the statues of Our Lady throughout the home, and just another sweet reminder of her goodness to us. Way number three is to learn a new Marian prayer. You know, we mentioned the rosary earlier, but there are actually a lot of other prayers that are about Mary and have Mary as the focus. One of them being the Memorare. I love this prayer specifically because it says, you know, remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, employed the help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. And I love that prayer because it is a good reminder that whenever we ask Mary for our help, she always, always, always goes to Jesus and always helps answer the prayer, whether it's how we think it is or not, she's always there to intercede for us. Another prayer is the Angelus, which is said traditionally at noon or at 6 p.m. or at 6 a.m. And that is just kind of a beautiful reminder to pause in the middle of your day and to reflect on the incarnation. Mary's yes, her big fiat. And then also we have our Hail Holy Queen, which we kind of sometimes traditionally say at the end of the rosary. So just a few prayers that if you've heard of them before, you know, great. If you haven't, like the Memorare, I think is kind of one that not everyone knows, but it's a really beautiful prayer to reflect on and to even end with the intention. Way number four is to read scripture, read the New Testament with Mary in mind. So there are many passages in the New Testament, specifically the Annunciation, the Visitation, and the miracle at the wedding feast of Cana that really help us to understand Mary's role in salvation. And it is always lovely to talk about it with your children and hear their thoughts about what they think of Mary's yes, what they think of, you know, her visiting her cousin when her cousin's pregnant and she's pregnant. And then even the miracle at the wedding feast of Cana, where she says to Jesus, hey, listen, you know, we need your help here and to do whatever he tells you. It's so lovely to hear children's insight into that as well. Way number five, celebrate Marian feast days. Mary, the church, loves Our Lady very much, and they have sprinkled throughout the entire calendar year several feast days for Our Lady. And actually, upcoming in October, we have the Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary on October 7th, and we also have Our Lady of Fatima, the Feast of Our Lady of Fatima on October 13th. These are just a couple of feasts throughout the year. We have several holy days of obligation, like the Assumption, the Immaculate Conception, and the Feast of the Solemnity of Mary, Mother of God. And so if you just want to encourage love for Our Lady, you can always have like a special dinner. You can have a dessert after the meal. You can get flowers to place them at a special statue for Our Lady. Just little ways to encourage that love and devotion to Our Lady throughout the year and to help your children see how important she is as well in the church. Way number six is to listen to talks or read writings on Mary. Mary is quite the subject for many authors, and there are a few specific ones that are very profound and just beautiful reflections to better understand her and to better know her. And some of those are from Fulton Sheen, from Scott Hahn, John Paul II, St. Jose Maria, and St. Louis de Montfort. So if you look those up, and you'll find a treasure trove, honestly, of beautiful, beautiful words and sayings for Our Lady, that will help you in understanding like who she is and how she is important in our lives as Catholics and as Christians. Way number seven is to learn or to observe and to reflect on music and art that is the subject that Mary is the subject of. So that could be different Marian hymns. That could be many, many paintings by popular artists. Mary was a very popular subject throughout the centuries because artists tried to capture her virtue and her beauty as the Mother of God. And so those are very wonderful ways that you can incorporate kind of a special love for Our Lady. Just something about me, I just had my first baby and his name is Gabriel. So we think of Mary often in our home, and he is 13 weeks now. Oh, there he is in the background. He's 13 weeks now. And what my husband and I have started to do is to pray with him at night before we put him down for bed. And we say three Hail Marys. And then at the end of our prayers, we sing the Salve Regina. And he doesn't know it, obviously, but I think it does calm him down a little bit. And hopefully as he gets older, he'll be able to sing it with me. It's very calming. And it's, if you look at the translation, it's just very beautiful words about Our Lady. An eighth way of building devotion to Our Lady is to wear or carry a Marian sacramental. So that could be a scapular, that could be a miraculous medal, or carrying a rosary in your pocket, or having a special rosary ring. Those are visible reminders that help nurture our devotion to Our Lady. And I don't go anywhere without my rosary ring. Obviously, it's a ring, it's easy to use, but it's always a great reminder, especially, you know, in the midst of the day-to-day, and maybe if there's things that I am struggling with, I just tend to look at my rosary ring and I think of Our Lady and of all of the things that she did to bring our Lord into the world. And it's just a great reminder. Way number nine is family story time with Mary. There are actually quite a few children's books specifically about Our Lady, and they are about her life. They are about maybe her different titles, which is always fun because you can pick a title that you love, like Fatima, Lourdes, Guadalupe. You can pick one of those titles and kind of delve deeper into that story, and your family can then maybe come up with a devotion to that specific title. And it's a beautiful emphasis for us to understand that Mary is the mother for all, and especially with the different cultures that she's appeared to and the different peoples that she has helped along the way. Way number 10 is to pray that prayer card to Mary, Mother of Fairest Love. Mary, Mother of Fairest Love is a title that's been in the church for centuries, and it is one that is a reminder to keep our family and our friends close to Our Lady. We encourage you to pray this card when experiencing family troubles, when experiencing family joys, when seeking to help someone in need. Mary, Mother of Fairest Love, is there for us, and she's ready to help and intercede for our intentions So these are just a few ways to build devotion to Our Lady throughout this month of October. And you know, you don't have to start with all of them. I would say maybe even just start with one or two practices, and you know, maybe have your kids help in discerning which ones you want to start with, and then go from there and see how the month of October looks a little bit different as you begin to grow in devotion to Mary. And you know, she's always there for us. She's our mom up in heaven. She's the perfect mother. And she always, always leads us closer to her son. So anytime you take time to give to her and in thinking of her and praying, you also give it to our Lord, and he loves it. Please be sure to check out our other episodes on the FairestLoveFamilyProject.org, and we will catch you on another episode soon. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Fairest Love Podcast. In 2025, we are continuing to share the beautiful devotion to Mary, Mother of Fairest Love, while providing practical tools and advice for parents, couples, and families. You can help us with this mission by sharing this episode with a friend, subscribing to the podcast, or leaving a review. To learn more, visit us at FairestLoveFamilyProject.org.